This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Singer, an expert board-certified plastic surgeon in the La Jolla area of San Diego, California. Dr. Singer joins us today to discuss what to expect before and after facelift surgery. Dr. Singer, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you, and it's a pleasure to give information and be able to educate the public on what's real and what's not.
Always great to have you, and thanks so much for what you offer on the program, and looking forward to hearing further from you today. So as we look at recovery from facelift surgery, how long does it take to recover from a facelift? Let's start there.
You know, that really depends on a number of factors. Recovery depends on the extent of the procedure, what kind of procedure, who did the procedure, but a tremendous amount also depends on the individual. There's a genetic factor. People who heal quickly tend to heal quickly after this. People who bruise more will bruise more after this. Most patients are able to return to work at 10 to 14 days after the surgery, even though there may be some residual swelling and bruising. Any residual swelling and bruising usually are gone by 3 weeks, but most people are back in 2 weeks. It's important, though, that patients follow all instructions, both preoperatively and postoperatively, because they're really involved in their own procedure. They're participant in it, and following the instructions will help them get back to normal activity sooner. They need to avoid strenuous activities like exercise and lifting and straining. They need to avoid sun exposure. Certainly patients need to, if they are smokers, they need to stop smoking well before surgery and after surgery. Doing all of those things will help them get back to normal activity sooner, even though they may have a little residual bruising at 2 weeks or so. That can be usually easily covered with makeup until it's finally gone. And some patients want to wait until all the bruising is gone. Most are socially acceptable after about 2 weeks.
Most helpful details right there. And you mentioned about not smoking well before the surgery is to take place. So taking that further, how should patients prepare for a facelift surgery?
Well, there are a lot of things that go into getting an adequate and good result. And one is seeking a consultation with a board-certified plastic surgeon, ideally who's board-certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, because it gets very confusing about what boards there are and which are legitimate boards. And they also, and if it was a member of my family, the surgery would be done by a member of the Aesthetic Society or the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. They should have a full consultation. They should know about the alternatives and what are the pros and cons of the procedure they're going to have. Need to have realistic expectations and have proper motivation. They need to be honest with their surgeon about the medicines that they have and their prior medical health. Preoperatively, need to have a full examination. If there's any questions about their medical history, a medical clearance from their primary physician or their internist, need to stop smoking. Each doctor will have a little different a time schedule of that. Ideally, the longer period of time you can be away from smoking, the better the healing, because smoking does impair healing and increases the risk of complications. I like patients off at least 2 weeks, longer if possible. Preoperatively, they need to have appropriate lab tests, and also to prepare themselves as far as knowing what they need as far as supplies after. Who's going to take care of them and make sure that those arrangements are made? They need to have their prescriptions for any medications or antibiotics that they're going to take immediately postoperatively. They need to have those ahead of time, making it as a smooth recovery and as a positive experience as possible. And also discussing with the surgeon what to anticipate. If they have concerns, they should discuss that and have all of their questions answered so they're as prepared as possible before going into the procedure.
And really appreciate the thorough coverage so far today. We are with Dr. Singer, an expert board-certified plastic surgeon in the La Jolla area of San Diego, California. And he's once again joined us here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Singer, what makes you known worldwide for your expertise and skill with the facelift procedure? Get into some of those highlights.
Well, I'm a fully trained board-certified plastic surgeon with a tremendous amount of experience in facelifts. I have thousands of happy patients who've undergone these procedures. It really depends on a degree of artistry. Trying to get a natural result, an improved appearance. But most patients don't want to look dramatically different. They want to look fresher. They want to look better, but they want to recognize themselves, and I think that's important. And the key to that is really individualization and assessing the patient. What's their anatomy? What's their desired outcome? What do you have to do to get there? So every patient is different, and doctors who follow a certain formula for a particular procedure, that's not in the best interest of the patient. Every patient I operate on, I approach them in a different way because patient A and patient B may need a total different approach to the facelift or the extent of the facelift to make it look natural and to keep it in harmony and balance. I started what's called the Hot Topics of Plastic Surgery for the main plastic surgery societies that look at all the new technology, all the new techniques worldwide and reevaluate them and report on safety and efficacy. So it's continued improvement and revising the technique to get the most natural and best results and using ancillary procedures to refine the appearance of the skin. It's not just about tightening the way it was before. It's a matter of elevating the deeper tissue and supporting it, redraping the skin so it avoids that pulled-like look. And then in their patients who've lost volume, which is very common as you get older and you have indentations and deeper folds between the lip and the cheek, the nasolabial folds, it's not a matter of just pulling tighter, it's a matter of adding volume where you're deficient. And things like fillers, hyaluronic fillers like Restylane, Juvederm can work, but even better is micro fat grafts in the area of depression, and those are often done in conjunction with facelifts to balance it and make it look better. The other thing is I listen to the desires and needs of the patient. Every patient has a little different need, and they may need a different approach to it, the extent of the surgery, whether it's a neck alone, whether it's a full facelift or a mini facelift, and everybody's definition of that is a little different, both patients and doctors, of the extent of what they're going to have done. Gentle handling of the tissue, all of those things play a role in how I approach patients. I've had extensive experience both in teaching, where I'm a voluntary clinical professor at the University of California, San Diego, but I'm in private practice in La Jolla, and I've run numerous panels, educational forums on facelifts for the major plastic surgery societies.
Well, I'd say you're certainly qualified, Dr. Singer, and really good to hear you backing that up yourself. That's always helpful. Lastly, in getting back to the surgery, how long does the facelift surgery actually take?
You know, that's an interesting question in the sense that every procedure is a little different. What one person calls a facelift may be different in another person's hands. So the surgery will depend on the extent of the procedure, the patient's individual anatomy. It may vary. If it's just a central cheek area, it may take 2-3 hours. If it includes the face and neck, and often we do ancillary procedures to create a harmony like the eyelids, then it may take 4.5-5 hours. Most plastic surgeons like to keep elective procedures less than 6 hours, and the procedures we do are less than 6 hours. Some surgeons will take longer. My individual preference in many is to keep it shorter than that to avoid some of the complications with extended surgeries. But it's not how fast an operation is done, it's how well it's done. And it takes as long as it takes to get a good result.
Well, Dr. Singer, really appreciate your joining us once again here on the program, and certainly appreciate all the details shared on facelift surgery and procedures. Before you go, where can listeners be in touch with you and get more information on your practice there in San Diego, California?
You can go to rsingermd@aol.com. You can call the office, 858-455-0290. And my patient coordinator, Christina, will be happy to answer all of your questions. There are no bad questions. I may have done thousands of these, but a person who's never undergone those procedures, all of their questions need to be answered. And if a doctor is unwilling to spend the time to go over those and answer your questions and address your needs, that's the wrong surgeon for you.
Again, Dr. Singer, thanks for your time and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for your good questions.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Singer, an expert board-certified plastic surgeon in the La Jolla area of San Diego, California. And for all the details, visit rsingermd.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.